Fans, last year we had a lot of fun with authors who had published through McFarland Publishing Company in, back in North Carolina. Gary Mitchum was the one who put us together with many of the authors and made this happen. He is the senior acquisitions editor, as I may say, for McFarland Publishing. He's here doing some baseball programs, and I invited Gary to be on because, Gary, I'm happy to have you with us. And we did such nice work last year. McFarland has a very important spot in the baseball community, so nice to have you on the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me. This has been great, having my authors come on every now and again. They call me up very happy about having talked with you.
Yeah, McFarland has a very special spot in the baseball world. Tell us about it, because when you look for the books that have the passion for the game, that maybe don't hit the mainstream all the time, right, you go to McFarland, then you find them. How does all that come about?
Well, McFarland started off in 1979, marketing books primarily to academic libraries. And for a long time, we did lots of film books. I'd say maybe mid-'80s, early 80s, we tried baseball, had some success with it. And over time, we just grew that list to today we're doing between 24 and 30 books a year on baseball. And, most of them are aimed at folks such as members of the Society for American Baseball Research, but also just diehard fans who already know something about these fairly narrow but deeply researched topics, and they want to know everything. So they are, built on lots of research into primary source material, and tend to really just dive deep on topics.
Yeah, I love it. And we've had a lot of fun. The authors are very personable, and they've been on and explained their passion. And I know we've had good reactions. So it's McFarland Publishing.
Right.
And
right.
McFarlandPublishing.com, am I right on that?
McFarlandPub.com, but you can also reach us through McFarlandBooks.com.
Fabulous. All right, give us a little bit of a preview. I'm happy you could stop up with us.
Sure.
Of just a couple of the books that are coming out this year, and we will have these people on the show at some point, so go ahead.
One that I'm really excited about, and it will probably be out sometime around summer, June, July maybe, is a book by James Brunson, and it is called Black Baseball 1858 to 1900.
Wow.
You know, the 19th century for black baseball is, we know very little about it. You know, people, if they know anything, they've heard of the Cuban Giants, but they tend to think that black baseball began there. No, it began much, much earlier, and there were even professional teams before that. This fellow, James Brunson, is a leading expert on the era, and his book is huge. It is part reference, part monograph, so he's got chapters introducing, one of the things he discovered was many of these black players were, in fact, in the hotel industry, and so they would move around from time to time. It's probably pushing a million words. That's how big this book is.
Wow. All right. So, there's another book that if you read it before you go to sleep, you don't want it to fall in your chest. All right. What else you got?
Well, we've got Charles Kupfer. I think you've maybe talked
we
to Charles
We had him on.
Already.
He did the Orioles, right?
Right. That one has just made it into out of editorial into production. It's got a good number of back orders, so we're probably going to try to get that out fairly soon. That's the Orioles of 79 to 83.
Good.
It's called Something Magic. I'm very happy, even though this general topic has been done a little bit, the 1967 season, we have a fellow named Cameron Bright who's written an excellent book on the season as a four-team race. It's not just focusing on the Red Sox and the Impossible Dream Sox. He treats them all as equals. There's a lot of drama. He's an excellent writer.
I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be a good one. Give us one more.
Okay. We also have, let's see. Well, another blackball team, but how about Scott Furkovich's Motor City Champs?
Okay.
That just came out, actually. It's on the 34-35 Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
And he's an excellent writer, excellent researcher. It's been getting a lot of buzz, so very, very happy
very
about
good.
That
McFarlandPub.com.
Yes.
One last thought before you go, and I appreciate Gary Mitchum being with us and taking the time to, you know, he puts it all together for us during the year, so I appreciate it. If I had a topic and I had the manuscript, how do I get it to you? How does someone get to you?
Oh, thanks for that question. Well, you can go to our website, and if nothing else, you can look for my name, but if you don't find it, I'm Gary Mitchum, you can go to... just contact the editors, contact us,
okay,
and just mention that you have a manuscript that you'd like us to have a look at or to consider. You can easily just send a query to us and tell us generally what you're working on, and give us some of the details, and we'll tell you whether or not it's something that that fits
okay.
us.
Okay, all right.
And then we'd look at the manuscript if it does.
I'm sure people, you know, listening, probably, you know, people have ideas and stuff like that. So it's nice to have you on. Thanks for your cooperation. And
Thank
we'll
you.
Look forward to a nice season with you. And I know that's very popular. You know, we always like to get the people on, and they really tell their passion for their story, and it gives them a good outlet. So I'm glad to do it.
Well, I'm grateful to you. McFarland is grateful to you because it's been exposure for our books and our authors. And
good stuff.
It means a lot.
Good
thanks.
Stuff. Gary, thanks so much.
Thank
All right, that is Gary Mitchum, the acquisitions editor, McFarlandpub.com.